Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
You can now relive the best moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving non-stop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel, streaming around the clock on Pluto TV and the CBS Sports app.
Happy Monday, everyone, and welcome to The Early Edge. I gotta say, I have this smile on my face because I love doing this show. I love the stars on the show, but I love the chat too. You guys are so, guys and girls, are so involved in the chat before we even get on, and it is just, it's just magical. First of all, there's somebody in the chat. Happy Eclipse Day, by the way, everybody. Eclipse BYD, that's an actual username in the chat. He says UConn, or she says UConn is unstoppable, unfortunately. We'll talk a lot about UConn later on in the show. I want to point out Bradley Jacobs says last 5 chat picks. Yes, that's chat picks in this very chat. 5-0 for him. And by the way, Prop Stars, who's on the show in just a second, 4-0 on the site yesterday on Sportsline. You're going to want to become a member. Let's see, though, what we did yesterday. 4-4. Like yesterday, the Sunday edition of Early Edge, you know, it's not great. It's not terrible. 4-4, 4 green check marks, 4 X's, trying to do better. Obviously, trying to get on the winning side there. I'll say for my early wedge picks, they actually went pretty well. Only 1-for-2 in the tournament matchups, but 2 out of 3 with a lot of plus money in the finishing positions. We had Akshay Batty as the first round leader at 65-1, but not the winner at the end of it. But speaking of golf, our Masters preview, ladies and gentlemen, it is tonight. Tonight at 7 o'clock, it's going to be me, Eric Cohen, and of course, Patrick McDonald giving you all of the Masters coverage. And we're really looking forward to it. This is normally a Tuesday night show, but we're going to do it for you Monday tonight at 7 o'clock. Make sure you are dialed in for that. All right, that's enough for me. We got to bring in the stars of the show finally. We've got 4-0 prop stars. We've got buckets to talk soccer in, P.O. Box info perhaps. And then, of course, Maestro, we've got you to talk probably some college basketball, because I know you and I agree on a pick tonight. Perhaps a lot of the chat agrees on this pick as well. We're going to have to talk about it, though, because the line is moving a little bit. But speaking of moving, let's talk about John Calipari. This news broke yesterday. It looks like John Calipari headed to Arkansas, leaving Kentucky. You're the college basketball guru here. It's moving day, apparently. What you got on this?
Well, the odds are moving, and Arkansas has gone from 80-1 down to 40-1. Some books 70-1 down to 30-1. To me, this is the best thing that could have happened to Kentucky. You have a guy who has not been to the Final Four since 2015. He loses to a number 13 seed and then a number 14 seed, has no mid-game adjustments whatsoever. And now they don't have to pay $33 million to buy him out, and they can get a coach, maybe a Bryce Drew, maybe a Nate Oates. I mean, in the age of NIL, the John Calipari advantage, the recruiting advantage, 6 number one recruiting classes and only 1 national title to show for it in 15 years. I think it's a great day for Kentucky.
Yeah, I think this seems like a relationship that's probably great all around. I mean, I got to think Calipari was probably feeling the pressure, maybe felt like, you know, a person that was probably going to be shuffled out of there if he didn't start winning. So maybe it's a good time for him to cash in at Arkansas. By the way, Buckets, there's questions for you in the chat that somebody asked, are you feeling better? And also, are you hitting a Jorge Soler prop today?
I am feeling much better. I was sick all weekend, like a lot of people knew. So I just kind of slept through most of the weekend here. And if Jorge Soler is playing during a solar eclipse, and I feel like we have to bet it, right? That just makes sense.
I'm sorry, I didn't think of that. Props to the chat for giving us that magical moment. Prop stars, before we get to Bucket's official pick and all of our official picks, 4-0 on the site yesterday. Everybody knows they can go to sportsline.com/join, and they can get all of your picks, not just the picks you give out on Early Edge. Of course, if you type in winners, you get 60% off the annual plan. How you doing today? 4-0 in the NBA, that's pretty awesome.
It was actually 3-0 in the NBA, 1-0 in the MLB. See, I am out here in the MLB streets also giving out some K props, some outs props. As I previously mentioned, you can now bet props on the Sportsline site, which I am ecstatic about. So keep an eye out for those. I will be posting daily MLB props for our Sportsline subscribers.
And come to think of it, we don't have a lot of NBA tonight, if any. So maybe Proppy is here to give out an MLB play. I don't know. You'll have to wait to find out. By the way, hit the like button. Let's finally get to our official picks. Buckets, you're feeling better. Hopefully not just about your personal health, but maybe you've got some feel good about your picks. Not just Jorge Soler, but maybe some soccer plays.
See, I've got two soccer plays for us, but first and foremost, I am going to make Jorge Soler to go the yard at plus 400 an official Buckets play. How can we not do that? So go ahead, bet responsibly, and have some fun there. But then at 3:15 this afternoon, we have an incredible matchup between Casapia and Estoril Praia taking place in the Portuguese Primeira. This match will be happening during the solar eclipse for me because I'm in the zone of totalitarianism or whatever it's called. I'm in the place where it's going full black, so that's going to be a lot of fun. But when you're looking at this matchup, I'm going to do something kind of weird here, something I haven't done on the show yet, but I think it is the perfect way to bet this match. I'm putting two wagers on the exact same game, one unit on each of those wagers, and both of these wagers is backing Estoril in a different fashion. I'm betting Estoril to score in the first half at plus 135, and then separately, I'm betting Estoril to score in the second half at plus 105. As long as Estoril scores at some point in this matchup, at the very least, you're making a little bit of profit here. And I'm looking at an Estoril side that is fighting a relegation battle and that is playing really, really well. They're not winning, but they're scoring really, really well. They have scored in 19 out of 20 games across all competitions. They scored against Benfica, Sporting, Braga, Porto, Boa Vista, Vizela, Vitória, Gil Vicente. They've scored against everyone in this league, and they've only been clean sheeted once in their last 20 games. I think they could score both here. I think they could score two or three goals. So there's a chance we cash both of these. But see, as long as we hit one, because we're getting the plus odds, we're still finding profit against a weak Casapia side.
All right. I think Bradley Jacobs has some agreement in the chat. He says, great minds think alike with the eye emojis. By the way, Buckets, I got to ask you, the new here, I knew something was different about you today. Sean Ritchie says, will the real Bucket John please stand up? Are we paying homage to the great Eminem?
Sure. That's what people keep telling me, at least. So I might as well just accept it and kind of go with it. I went to my hair lady. I said, let's have some fun. Do whatever you want. And she's a big fan of MGK. And so I think it's supposed to be MGK, whoever that is. But I'll take Eminem, too.
Machine Gun Kelly, who is actually Eminem's rival, or at least he thinks he is. He's really not, but certainly wants to be. That is that's very, you do look a little bit more like MGK, and you got the tattoos to show it as well. So, all right, we're going to go with MGK, chat. I think he looks a little bit more like that. By the way, if you want to place those soccer bets, I got a place for you to do it. It's BetMGM. New BetMGM customers can sign up today and get up to $1,500 in bonus bets. Just place your first wager of at least $10, and you'll receive up to $1,500 instantly if your bet loses with bonus code EDGE. That's EDGE, E-D-G-E. All right. Buckets, that was awesome. Also, totalitarianism, I don't know what it was.
The zone. There's a zone of totally something where, like, if you're in the specific
totality.
So I'm in the zone of totality, not totalitarianism. That one sounds better to me.
Yes. Yes. That's probably. Thank you, Prop. I actually didn't know where he was going with that. I needed clarification. All right. We need to get to my pick. I've only debuted one first five this year. And of course, we hit it last week. We're going right back to the same team, but in a little bit of a different way. But you'll have to wait a few seconds to hear about it. Let's hear a message from our partners.
Let's go!
It's the most all-star studded challenge ever. And this time, it's every competitor for themselves.
Best challenge ever!
The Challenge All-Stars, new season now streaming on Paramount Plus. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.
It's the UEFA Champions League on Paramount Plus.
Magical!
Europe's top club soccer tournament. Champions versus champions. The best teams facing off in the knockout rounds.
Magnificent!
And it all takes place
while you're filling out financial reports at work. In the middle of your day, in the middle of your week. So use that second screen. Call in sick. Do whatever you gotta do to tune in Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Nobody watches the UEFA Champions League like us. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
We are back on the Early Edge presented by BetMGM. So if you recall, my very first five, it was early last week. Zach Gallen was on the mound for the Arizona Diamondbacks, and he was facing the 5-0 New York Yankees. I didn't care about the 5-0, didn't care about the Yankees. I was going to play Zach Allen against Nestor Cortez, and it worked out really well. It was 3-0 after 5, 6-0 after 6. Long story short, I think this Diamondbacks team is really sneaky. They really had a tough time against Atlanta. They got out ahead against Atlanta a ton, and just the bullpen gave it up. You know me in first fives. I want to take the bullpen out of it, which is why I'm on the Diamondbacks first five minus a half, minus 130 in Colorado. So first of all, I hate giving the minus a half. But in this particular case, with a lot of runs expected and a very hot Diamondbacks team who may or may not be resting a player or two. I know it's Monday, but it's early in the season. I expect most of the full lineup to play here. But the long and short of it is they get Gallen on the mound and they get to go against the guy they roughed up for 16 runs, or at least the better part of 16 runs last week. Yes, Freeland is on the mound for the Colorado Rockies. So listen, I don't think it's going to be a comedy of errors for him again. I don't think it's going to be that horrific of a game for him. But the bottom line is this is a much better team with their best pitcher on the mound. They're on the road. Don't really care about that too much. This is the difference, the stark contrast in these two teams justifies me giving up the half a run here. Listen, if you didn't want to give up the half a run, you'd be paying like minus two something for this. That's just not something I want to do. I think they're going to be up pretty comfortably here, 3-1, 4-1, 5-2, something like that. Give me the Diamondbacks first five minus a half with Zach Allen on the mound. This Diamondbacks team that so far faced a couple of lefties, roughed up both of them, including, of course, Kyle Freeland. So like the Diamondbacks first five. And now, speaking of baseball, we got to get to prop stars. We all know and love him as an NFL guy. We all know him and love him as an NBA guy. And most of you know him and love him as an MLB guy. You just kind of forgot because he's been so good at NBA and NFL. Well, Proppy, you've got the floor. Talk to us some MLB, perhaps.
All right. Yeah, and I do want to preface by stating I am also backing Zach Gallen today in a little bit of a different way, but I am on a Zach Gallen prop that our Sportsline subscribers are likely aware of. So I love seeing the synergy there with you, Sia. But yeah, I'm going to fade a different pitcher. I'm going to the Cincinnati Reds, Graham Ashcraft. We're going under 17 and a half pitching outs. That means he has to go six innings or fewer. So yeah, I think this is a tough spot going against the Milwaukee Brewers. The Brewers have been very good this season, 6-2 record. They rank in the top five in nearly every offensive category, top five in OPS. They've been walking a lot. Ashcraft has faced this Brewers team five times in his career. Four of those games, he has failed to pitch six-plus innings. The game is also at Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati, one of the more hitter-friendly parks in Major League Baseball. This one opened at plus odds. It's now roughly even on both sides, around minus 115 on both books. So get this while you can. Love the spot. Fading Graham Ashcraft under 17.5 pitching outs.
All right, we are fading Graham Ashcraft, and we've got a couple more baseball plays to talk about before, Larry, we have a discussion, maybe an open-ended discussion with the chat about UConn and Purdue. But before we get to the Sportsline site plays and to your UConn-Purdue play, let's hear a message from our partners.
You can now relive the best moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving nonstop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel, streaming around the clock on Pluto TV and the CBS Sports app.
Chilling new original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean in a woman named Sylvie.
She's a can model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
All right, we got a couple sports line picks for you. Listen, this is an MLB intensive day. Obviously, UConn and Purdue get the headlines here, but then it's a lot of baseball. So we got more baseball picks for you. 720 and 740 starts. This first one is 720, and it's the Braves minus 1.5 at the Mets. I'm trying to remember the pitching matchup for this one. I think it's Charlie Morton and Julio Teheran. So that's we're taking Braves minus 1.5 here again, getting the minus 108. If you were taking money line, this would be a lot juicier. And then next we got Dodgers money line at 740. Dodgers money line is minus 145 at the Twins, over on the mound for the Twins, and of course Paxton on the mound for the Dodgers. So interesting matchups there, taking two really, really hot teams. We got a lot of baseball. We just gave you four baseball picks in about 5 minutes. And Larry, we started talking about John Calipari. I mean, it's going to be an interesting offseason, obviously, for Arkansas, specifically for Kentucky. But no matter what happens tonight, everybody's just gunning for UConn. Dan Hurley, I assume he's staying in UConn and not going somewhere like Kentucky. But this team, remember that press conference he gave a couple of years ago? It was he had a very decisive way to say, you better get us now because we are about to like rock everybody's world from a college basketball contest. And that's exactly what he's doing. And you expect him to do that tonight as well.
Yeah, I do. I mean, it is so hard to get in front of this UConn train, as great of a season as Purdue has had. And they have really had a redemptive type of a season. You know, Zach Edey's been amazing. They got three guards that can shoot the lights out. Lance Jones was a great addition. They had a great season, but now they're coming up against a machine. And you look at some of the numbers up on the screen. How about some of these numbers? The last seven Big East teams to go to the final, 7-0 straight up, 7-0 ATS. The last seven Big Ten teams to go to the final, 0-7 ATS. How about the last 23 times that we've had a national championship game, the team that wins covers the spread? In other words, the fact of UConn winning by three or four, that is something that has not really happened. It's only happened twice in the last 23 years where the winner doesn't. So you're just so impressed watching UConn. They did not take a bad shot, I didn't think, in the entire second half against Alabama. Alabama had them tied. Alabama was shooting very well from deep. And still, UConn just executes. They have five guys who can score, and they're all unselfish. They all give up the ball at the last second for a jam. And, of course, everyone wants to talk about Donovan Clingan versus Zach Edey. Should be a great matchup. I don't think UConn has to double too much. And to me, as long as Clingan stays out of foul trouble, they can play him one-on-one because Donovan Clingan is the best defensive big man in the nation. He's the guy going at the top of the first round, not Zach Edey, as great of a year as Zach Edey has had. Now we're seeing 6.5, 7, even 7.5. But if you're on UConn like I am, I got it at 6. You can still find 6.5s out there in the marketplace. That's as high as I want to go on UConn. Very interesting, though, that I'm already seeing some 7.5s.
Yeah, it's really interesting, too, because, and, you know, Connor asks, you know, the line's up to 7. Do you still like it there? Because that's more than two possessions. Larry, you made it pretty clear. You're looking for that 6 number, or is 6.5 acceptable to you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at the odds board right now. There's some major books that are still dealing 6.5. You know, that's as high as I want to go. Obviously, if you lay 7 and it lands 7, you get a push instead of a win. You know, I will say one thing. Shout out to our Sportsline website, because one of our sharpest guys is on the other side of this, and I respect a ton out of him. We got it at different numbers, but he is on this other side, and he makes a great case, or a good case, for Purdue. But when a team has won 11 straight in the tournament by 13 or more points, and they are just such a machine, I just don't see the run ending.
Let me ask you, who is the person that's on
Tom
Purdue?
Casale. Tom Casale. Really? Got on the site when it got to 7. He said he would not have taken it, but when he saw 7, he thought Purdue could hang, and he grabbed the 7.
Yeah, let me just educate everybody on how this works on the Sportsline site, too, because when that game ended, when the UConn game ended, I know people like Larry and I were, like, literally on the tool, the Sportsline tool, to, like, put the bet in as soon as possible, because we knew, just like everybody else. And that's why, by the way, you see Larry's pick right after midnight. You see my pick a few minutes after that, because I guess I wasn't hitting refresh as fast as Larry was, because that line opened at 5.5 in some books. That was the hypothetical line even going into that game, something you actually could have bet on. But the long story short is the tool is going to receive that information just a couple of minutes later. So obviously the 5.5s, to the extent they were out there, got gobbled up like pretty much immediately. But because we were hitting refresh, and because we wanted to get the pick out, not just for us, but for everybody that's a Sportsline member, we were able to lock that in at 6. And again, that was like after midnight on, on Saturday night. So we were like trying to get the pick out as quick as possible, knowing it would go up to 6.5 to 7, maybe even to 7.5. So again, I said it at the front end of the show, but sportsline.com/join, you type in winners as the promo code, you get 60% off the annual plan. That's really important because of situations like this, which happen across all sports, especially in these major games where we think we have an edge. Now, Tom Casale on the other side, maybe we can middle this, right? Because we got it at 6, he got it at 7. Maybe he wins, but we get the push, you know, who knows? But I personally think this goes to, I think they win by 8 or more. Larry, let me ask you this. The only way I see UConn not covering and potentially losing, which I can't imagine, is if Klingon gets in foul trouble. If the focus of the game initially is let's get Zach Edey the ball and let's get Klingon to just commit some silly, you know, he's hyped up, it's the finals, you know, he's a young kid. Maybe he picks up two fouls quickly and he has to sit for 10, 12 minutes. That's the only avenue where I say, okay, maybe this offense can sputter. Maybe they're not as good with the inside out game and they're relying on, you know, maybe three pointers a little bit too much. Your response?
Yeah, completely. Officiating, as it has been in every sport, plays a huge role. And there's so many calls that could go either way, so many things they can let go. I think in a game of this magnitude, at least early, they're going to let these guys bang a little bit. And hopefully we don't get a cheap foul. But yeah, I mean, Zach Edey has gone through some games. I know people have kind of raised eyebrows. He's gone through a game, drawn like 15 fouls and only been called for, you know, one or zero fouls. That's a credit to him. And maybe not, it's maybe not officiating bias, but the way that Klingon plays, he plays so straight up, you know, he doesn't come down when he's trying to block, that I think he'll be able, you know, to stay on the court for at least 25 to 30 minutes.
All right, I can't get out of here without asking you the question, because you mentioned officiating buckets. I'm going to ask you this too, even though you probably weren't watching. You'll be third in line here. Larry, I got to ask you, UConn, Iowa, women's game, Final Four, would you have called that quote, illegal screen by the UConn player? If you were an official, would you have called it in that situation? That's the question, yes or no?
No.
Proppy.
It was illegal. I don't think I would have called it.
Proppy?
Never.
Buckets.
I don't know what sport we're talking about.
Yes! That was the answer I was looking for.
You're not going to. Yeah.
Still, yes or no, though?
Yeah, I'll say yes.
That's great. Go ahead, Proppy.
I would love a showdown. I would love to back Purdue at 6.5 if either yourself or the maestro are up for a showdown. I hear all this talk about UConn being on this unstoppable roll. They're guaranteed a victory. My radar detector is strongly going off here, and all I want to do is back Purdue tonight. So I'm with Tom, and if either of you gentlemen would like a showdown, I am your Huckleberry.
Play the music already. Let's go.
Ooh. I love that. You know, the only reason I hesitated was because I got it at 6. In fact, I was able to put it in like pretty much immediately at 5.5. So I feel kind of weird about just like going against like the great number that I got. But if you had said 6, I would have been in. But I understand why you wouldn't, because it's 7 in some places. I'm not going to force you into that. But you have 6.5 with Maestro.
I am a gentleman, Larry. If 6.5 sounds good to me, or sounds good to you, it sounds good to me.
6.5.
I'm in. Let's do it.
For you guys. All right. All right. I love that. Absolutely love that. And for the record, all you Twitter refs out there that are going to be like, oh, it's an illegal screen, you got to call it. All right. Well, watch an NBA game. Watch every single pick and roll. Watch every screen that is ever set in an NBA in most college games. Watch the palming of the ball and the carrying of the ball on literally every dribble of every possession. If you want to be a Twitter ref in the NFL and in college basketball and in the NBA, well, good luck. The game is going to stop every 4 seconds and no one's going to watch. I would never, ever, ever call that, quote, illegal screen, even though technically it was. It happens on almost every possession. That is not the time or the place to call it. It wasn't called all game. Buckets, go.
I don't know if I want to say anything. You sound pretty intense there, and I'm going to change the subject really quickly just to remind everyone that we will have Champions League plays on the site as well under that UCL analysis tab there. And talking about line movement, if you would have looked at Arsenal money line a week ago, that was plus 110. This morning, it is minus 140 against Bayern Munich. So you got to get on some of these lines real quick depending on how these clubs are playing.
Wow, I absolutely love that. Speaking of things that are happening soon, don't forget about the early wedge tonight at 7 o'clock. Again, we usually do it at Tuesday at 7 o'clock. Tonight at 7 is our Masters preview with Eric Cohen, of course, myself, and Patrick McDonald. All right, let's take a look at the recap screen. A lot of comments in the chat. A lot of people saying UConn's going to roll, but not by, listen, David, you say UConn's going to roll, but they don't cover. 74 to 69. Very interesting. Buckets. All right, we got Estrel Praia. First half team total over a half at plus money. There we go, plus 135. And then second half team total over a half at plus 105. I've got the D-backs first five, but minus a half. So you're not taking the money line. You're taking the run line here, minus a half at minus 130. Prop Stars, Graham Ashcraft, under 17 and a half outs at minus 110. Larry's got UConn minus six. I think he's willing to play it up to 6.5. I mean, listen, you're always, if the juice isn't prohibitive, you can always buy the half a point, get it down to the six if it works for you. Sportsline picks, Braves minus 1.5. That's at 720 tonight. And Dodgers money line at minus 145. That's at 740 tonight. We got a huge game tonight in college basketball, folks. I am very much looking forward to it. And Larry, you've got something before we get out of here.
Yeah, Alex, you have my Venmo, right?
I do, Larry.
Just want to make sure. Okay, so we're set. We're set for tonight.
I can't wait for this. I have a feeling, Alex, you are going to be sending as opposed to receiving tonight. Daryl Turner says, let's go. And he means that literally, not figuratively, because we got to get out of here, folks. So on behalf of the Early Edge and, of course, Maestro, Buckets, Prop Stars, and Jake the Snake on the ones and twos and 11s and 12s. This has been the Early Edge. We'll see you tomorrow, folks. And we'll see you tonight on the Early Wedge. I am the Counselor of Cash. We rest our case.
New CBS Sunday.
You collect rewards, right?
This is how I make my living.
When something is lost,
everyone's looking for something.
He finds it.
You strong swimmer?
So-so.
So-so. So-so's okay.
Justin Hartley stars.
How you survive, you make quick, smart decisions, and you never let panic take the wheel.
Sounds cool.
It is cool, actually. Very cool.
Tracker. New Sunday on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.